This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's news from the South East Radio Group. Our June business meeting was again held over our VK5RMG repeater on Friday the 19th. We had an excellent roll-up, better than we get at a physical meeting, and we managed to rip through the agenda in very good time. Discussion was brief, to the point, and outcomes came quickly where required. I believe this stems from the fact that all members were able to read the correspondence in and out, reports and the agenda itself before the meeting, and if they had any questions there was time to contact the secretary or other appropriate member and sort them out off the air, thus saving time and also airing possible confidential matters in public. The system seems to be working well, and we have not yet encountered any problems. We plan to hold our annual general meeting as a physical meeting, and to keep it short, we will hold the normal July business meeting as a normal off the Friday evening over the repeater. The AGM will be held on a Sunday morning and a venue still to be confirmed. Obviously, it will need to seat the expected number of attendees with appropriate social distancing, and we will be able to keep the meeting short and be on our way in record time. We hope. Hi, hi. We were hoping that we might be able to get together at the VK3RSW repeater site in July, but the continued appearance of new COVID-19 cases over the border has put a stop to that for the time being, for border restrictions now extended. Most unfortunate, but better safe than sorry. As mentioned last week, if you are in our area on a Friday evening, please feel welcome to join us on our link repeater system as we hold one of our now regular Friday night get-togethers on air. The first Friday of each month is a casual evening with a talk of some sort, followed by a general discussion related to the night's topic. The third Friday is our monthly business meeting, and the weeks in between are just a general social get-together on air. Thanks to COVID-19, that's about all I have for you this week. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, good day, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday night, it was the North East Radio Club monthly tech night, and it was a question and answer session all about antennas, and Tony, VK5FBIC, started the ball rolling, got everybody to call in, and we got about 17 or 18 participants, and no doubt we had a very large silent majority listening. And he handed over to Trevor, VK5ATQ, who fielded a lot of questions about antennas and what was happening with them and various people's antenna projects and that. And it was a very, very interesting night. So thanks very much, Tony, for running that session. And thanks very much, Trevor, for all the interesting comments and everything. It was a very enjoyable night. So look forward to another meeting of the North East Radio Club. And don't forget, of course, we've got a couple of other events during the week, and the very popular one is the Coffee Corona Club Net every Wednesdays on the Houghton Repeater at 10 a.m. So come along and join in for caffeine and comments. It's always good fun. Plenty of people there, and yeah, we'll talk about anything that takes our fancy. So don't forget that every Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on the Houghton Repeater. And the other popular net that we have is the F-Troop net, every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. And that's on the linked repeater system. And that's well attended, and get a lot of people coming along and talking about various things. And there's always a subject of the day where you have a short subject to give comments on. So that always brings up some interesting matters for discussion. So don't forget the F Troop Nep every Fridays, 5 p.m. on the Link repeater system. Well, that's all for this week. 73's good DX, and stay safe from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with an update from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The next general meeting will be at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, on Wednesday, the 1st of July at 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. The next tech night will be on Tuesday, the 21st of July, at the new meeting place, the Edinburgh Park Scouts Group Hall, on Mufflin Road, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Due to a rezoning at the Grove venue, the Edinburgh Park Scout Hall Group will be the location for all future EARC meetings on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Social distances will be observed. We look forward to seeing all the members and visitors at the regular meetings. Keep an eye out for emailed notices from the Secretary. All other on-air activities will remain as before. 2 meters VK5RLZ net on the second Wednesday of the month on 146.625 offset at 8 p.m. The 80-meter high-frequency net on the fourth Wednesday of the month on 3.620 megahertz plus or minus QRM at 8 p.m. The 2-meter sideband net on Simplex Friday nights at 8 p.m. on 144.150 plus or minus. Well, things are moving in the right direction, subject to new COVID-19 relapses or shutdowns. Take care, observe the rules, and stay healthy. Look forward to seeing you all in the near future. Best wishes to you and your families. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. I had an exciting email last week advising the Blackwood RSL was open for meals. Further investigation revealed that they're not open for lunches yet, and there are 2 rooms, one holding 19 people and the other holding 17 people. Keep an eye on this broadcast to see when it happens for real. At the last committee meeting, we passed a resolution to purchase a Kiwi SDR and other equipment needed to add another 4 receiver channels to Paul's VK5PH's remote site. We still have to resolve the power supply limitations. He needs more solar cells, batteries, and a radio quiet solar converter battery charger. Barry, VK5BW, and Paul, VK5PH, are working on sourcing the items needed. I was hopeful we could get back into our shack this month, but the CEO of the Girl Guides Association has put an end to that until at least the end of June. No one is allowed to enter any Girl Guide facilities until further notice. As we rent our shack, I cannot see any reason why we could not use the space, but as we would need to enter the main hall to use the toilet, the hot water and the sink, this means we cannot use our shack yet. We have 2 AHARS nets each week on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. The original Monday night net starting at 8 p.m. and what we're also calling the Corona net on Thursday night also starting at 8 p.m. I've received information from the Mitcham Council about access to the hall, but as we have between 40 and 70 people attending our meeting on the Thursday night, we are still not able to get back to the hall until level 3 restrictions come into force. The problem is not the number of people, it's the space needed for social distance. The council's new booking system has us booked to use the hall from September this year to November next year. They've outsourced the booking of their halls and so far it's working very well. We're still looking for a secretary, so if you'd like to fill that position, please email me. You can send me an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.